You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, of course. Good evening, madam. How are you?
Hi, it's good to be with you. I'm doing well. I just wish this weather would make up its mind.
Well, I know you fly back and forth Sun Country after you helped us get them with a direct flight. I thought you could bring some of that sun with you.
I know. I've been driving around Michigan today. We drove up to Saginaw this morning. It looked like a blizzard. And then now back home here in Lansing, and it's at least the snow has stopped. That's a good thing. At least it didn't stick. That's a good thing.
Well, my Easter egg tree was covered with snow. It wasn't quite what I had in mind, but it was pretty for a little bit. Enough already.
I know. We're ready. Yeah.
Well, Senator, you are in town today with Undersecretary Francisco Sanchez for an event with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. We're going to think globally here in Michigan, aren't we?
We are, and you know, this really builds on what we're doing here locally in the community with the chamber and all of our economic development friends. Everybody's working on that is to build on the airport and the new international trade center that we've been able to establish out at the airport. We're now a port of entry for products coming in through customs. We're the only place for that in Michigan outside of Detroit, so folks can come in through the Lansing Port of Entry and Customs now, and of course with a new flight, as you mentioned. So it's about really building up an opportunity for international trade and international travel. And right now, we have only about 1% of the companies in the United States as a whole actually sell their products overseas. And interestingly, most of those are small business, which folks you don't think about. They think about big businesses. But I have the undersecretary who focuses on trade and opportunities to help small businesses sell their products come into town. We met with a great group of business leaders. I want to thank the chamber for coordinating that for me. And we talked it specifically about what can be done to help them be able to get new customers. There are trade missions where groups of businesses can travel to another country or either as a group or themselves, and Department of Commerce will set up meetings for them with potential customers in other countries. They are also bringing people here to the United States to sit down with our businesses. And there are a number of different ways in which there are opportunities to learn more about how to sell products in other places. And so it's really about jobs, Cheryl, because, you know, we're creating millions of jobs through exporting our products. And frankly, I want to make sure we're exporting our products and not our jobs. So, you know, exporting is a great way in a global economy where the internet can reach everybody around the world. It's a great way to have more customers. So,
well, and Undersecretary Sanchez, in some information I was provided with, has said, as you have said as well, Obama's goal is to double exports by 2015. If that's going to happen, as you said, folks need specific ways to make this happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, this administration's been more aggressive, I think, than any other in really reaching out and looking for opportunities to help businesses be able to export their products. I sit on the President's Export Council. I was actually appointed by President Bush for his Export Council and now President Obama. And the majority of the council is private sector businesses. And it's very clear that there are great opportunities if people really know about them, understand how they can help get the financing. You know, one of the things that you don't want to do is think that you're doing business with somebody and you send them their product and they never send you payment. So, you know, there are systems and ways to make sure that you're going to get paid and that your patents aren't going to be stolen and other kinds of issues that businesses are legitimately concerned about. So those things are in place, and it's my job to make those connections, make sure that the businesses in Lansing and the surrounding area know what's available to be able to help them be successful in selling their products around the world.
Well, and overcoming unfair trade barriers, that's a problem for small businesses trying to capitalize and grow their businesses larger and create more jobs as well, isn't it?
Absolutely is. And, you know, it's an ongoing challenge. I mean, we have new trade agreements and trying to get those right so that they're really fair for us. But then when we put things in place with some countries, in particularly China being the worst offender, although there are other countries as well. Korea has been a problem and other countries. But there are countries that just plain don't follow the rules. They cheat. And China is the biggest one. They steal our patents, our ideas. They manipulate their currency so that their products appear to be cheaper, to cost less. And they now have been blocking our efforts for our businesses to sell into China, to sell to their government. And this is, you know, this violates international law. So that's something else we talked about today is what's available, what tools are available. I appreciate the Obama administration being aggressive and enforcing trade laws. I think that's very, very important for us because, again, we're in a global economy, but we can't be the only ones following the rules if everybody else around us is blocking us from selling into their country or stealing our ideas. And so we're making progress there, but there's more to do.
Well, and it sounds like it was a good gathering of folks to trade these ideas around and for the group of business folks to share their concerns with you and the undersecretary as well.
It was, and I really appreciated folks from Michigan State, their International Business Center, and others with the international community at Michigan State were with us as well. We have such a huge, valuable asset with Michigan State in our community, as well as our Lansing Community College and other, you know, other great educational institutions. But the international reach of Michigan State is a very important part of this as well.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, the only international hub other than Detroit is being right here in Lansing at Port Lansing. When that first happened, I'm sure a lot of people thought, oh, that's nice, but the importance of it is significant.
No question about it. I mean, we're seeing, you know, the Lansing Airport now being used as a hub. You see those UPS planes out there. They're bringing product directly in from other countries. They're able to take products out without going through customs in Detroit. So that's a big deal for us in Lansing. It makes us more of an international hub as a magnet for businesses that want to do international trade. It's a good reason for them to locate in Lansing. And it just helps us have a larger presence as we're looking for opportunities to create jobs.
Well, very good. Senator, thank you very much for your time. I think just having you and Undersecretary Sanchez in town sends a message about the importance of this whole issue. So I appreciate your time this evening.
Well, good to talk with you as always. Take care.
Thank you so much. United States Senator Debbie Stabenow in town for an event with the Lansing Chamber. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.